I'm so grateful to be here with you this week. I hope to get to know you a little bit more and a little bit better. I hope that the lessons that are presented are in truth. I hope that they are beneficial and helpful for everyone who is here. I want to encourage you, though, that we have this kind of tradition at the end where we offer an invitation, and I try to let people know, if you want to become a child of God, if you have sin that you have on your heart that you want to get out, you interrupt me. You raise your hand, you come forward, we'll take care of that. I can always start over. I've got notes. I'll mark down where I was, and we'll pick up after you're baptized, or if you've got sin that you would like to repent of, you come forward at any time. You raise your hand. You don't feel like you're going to be rude. That's the most important thing. That's why we're here. And so throughout this week, I encourage you that if that's on your heart, you take care of that first. I meant to mention this morning, typically, unless I say otherwise, I use the New American Standard Bible to preach from or to read from. I encourage you to follow along in whatever translation you have. But if you have multiples on your phone or on your tablet or whatever, that's the one that I will typically be reading from throughout the week. Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 34. 2 Chronicles chapter 34. I want to start in verse 14. When they were bringing out the money which had been brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. And Hilkiah responded instead to Shaphan the scribe, "I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord." And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan. And Shaphan brought the book to the king and reported further word, saying to the king, "Everything was entrusted to your servants, they are doing. They have also emptied out the money which was found in the house of the Lord and have delivered it into the hands of the supervisors and the workmen. Moreover, Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest gave me a book. And Shaphan read from it in the presence of the king. And it came about when the king heard the words of the law that he tore his clothes. Then the king commanded Hilkiah, Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, Abdon, the son of Micah, Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah, the king's servant, saying, go inquire of the Lord for me, and for those who are left in Israel and Judah concerning the words of this book which have been found, for great is the wrath of the Lord which is poured out on us, because our fathers have not observed the word of the Lord to do according to all that is written in this book. We talked a little bit this morning about the series of lessons is going to deal with things that we've lost, and we're going to, again, just kind of build from losing that foundation to, if we've lost the book, if we have lost God's word, if we've lost our Bible, then we have lost God's foundation, because that's where he gives us that foundation. I love this account that we're reading in 2 Chronicles chapter 34, and it reminds me, I don't know if you've ever done this or not, but there have been several times where my sister and I will watch my mother, and we don't know how long to do it, but we will watch my mother search for her glasses on top of her head, right? Sitting on top of her head, and we'll watch, and she'll say, "I can't find my glasses anywhere." And my sister and I just kind of look at each other and say, how long should we let this go? When should we tell her that her glasses are on her head? We can see them, but the process is fun, right? To watch somebody look for something that is just in plain sight. Have you ever found your keys in your pocket? You know, you're looking all over for your keys, and all of a sudden, you know, there's that jingle in your pocket, and you find them where they were supposed to be anyway, right? You find your glasses on your head where they're supposed to be anyway. Imagine if I would have come in here this morning, and I gathered the elders together, and I said, "Listen, guys, I was here a little bit early this morning, and I found this neat little book. You have some of them in your pews. I found this neat little book. It's called the Bible. You know what I think I might read from that this morning?" I think the response from the elders probably would have been, "Tony, it's been good to have you here this morning. However, I think Lewis will take over, or Joel will take over this morning, and you sit and listen and see if you can't learn something today." Right? This is where else would you find the book? Right? This is where we come to meet and we come to worship. Where else would that book be? Well, here Hilkiah, the high priest, finds the book of the law in the temple. Where else would it be? Right? That's where it's supposed to be. That's where they're supposed to be reading from that book. Hezekiah was a good king, right? And we look up in the context in 2 Chronicles chapter 34, and in about verse 3, we find in the eighth year, he began purging Israel. Now, he hasn't even found the book yet, but he knows enough about the book. He knows enough about God's word that he begins purging all of the things that his father and his grandfather, especially Manasseh, has put in that temple. And so he begins purging those things and taking those idols and taking those things out that weren't supposed to be in there. And then in the 18th year, he begins repairs on it. It really has been about 75 years since we've read anything about these things taking place. And we find that his great-great-grandfather Hezekiah did a lot of those things, but then Manasseh and Amon let all of these things go. And we find Josiah trying to bring some of these things back where they're supposed to be anyway. This thing has been lost for 75 or 80 years since the time of Hezekiah. And this is what ends up happening if we do this. If you look at 2 Kings chapter 21. And again, Hezekiah is an interesting account as well, because he was a really good king up until the last 15 years really that God added to his life. And within that time period, he has his son Manasseh, who at 12 years old eventually becomes king in 2 Kings 21, starting in verse 1. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hephzibah. And he did.